Welcome to Laugh and Learn Anatomy Edition. I'm your host, Dr. Liam O'Connor, and today we're diving into the wild world of the GI tract. You know, the only place where a burrito can make a round trip.
That's right, Liam. It's a journey that starts in the mouth and ends, well, we'll get there. But did you know that your stomach can hold about 1.5 liters of food and liquid? That's like a small soda bottle.
And speaking of soda, let's not forget how it can make your stomach bubble like a science experiment gone wrong. But hey, it's all part of the fun, right?
Exactly. But here's a quirky fact. Your intestines are about 25 feet long. That's longer than a school bus. Imagine trying to fit that in your backyard.
Or trying to find the end of it. You'd need a map and a compass. But in all seriousness, understanding how digestion works can really help us appreciate our bodies more.
Absolutely. And with that, let's kick off this digestive adventure. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride through the belly.
All right, folks, let's kick off this digestive journey. It all starts in the mouth where our trusty teeth go to work. Think of them as the bouncers at a club, making sure only the best bits of food get in.
Spot on, Liam. And don't forget about saliva. It's like the DJ mixing everything up and getting the party started. Without it, we'd be stuck with dry, crunchy snacks. No fun at all.
You got that right. Saliva contains enzymes that begin breaking down carbohydrates. So, that first bite of your sandwich, it's like the opening play of a championship game, setting the stage for everything that follows.
Exactly. Then we've got the esophagus, which is like the roller coaster ride for food. It's a smooth slide down to the stomach, but let's be honest, sometimes it feels more like a bumpy road, especially after a big meal.
And speaking of big meals, the esophagus is about 10 inches long. That's like a small ruler. It's amazing how our bodies can handle such a journey, right?
No kidding. And all this happens without us even thinking about it. It's like our body's own behind-the-scenes crew, working hard while we're just enjoying our food.
So true. And remember, folks, chewing your food well is key. It's not just about looking polite at the dinner table. It's about giving your body a head start on digestion. So let's talk about the star of the show, the stomach. It's not just a squishy bag. It's more like a blender on high speed. Once that food hits the stomach, it gets mixed up with gastric juices, which are basically the secret sauce of digestion.
Right on, Liam. Those gastric juices are primarily hydrochloric acid and enzymes. They break down proteins like a chef tenderizing meat. Without them, we'd be stuck with some pretty tough meals.
And speaking of tough, have you ever tried digesting a rubber chicken? That's what it feels like without those acids. The stomach's acidity is around a pH of 1.5 to 3.5. Basically, it's more acidic than your average soda.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And here's a fun fact. The stomach can stretch to hold about 4 liters of food. That's like a small backpack full of snacks.
Exactly, but it's not just about storage. The stomach also plays a crucial role in signaling when it's time to eat or stop. It's like having a personal coach reminding you to pace yourself at the buffet.
No kidding. And let's not forget about the stomach's lining. It's constantly regenerating to protect itself from that harsh acid. Imagine if your kitchen counter had to rebuild itself every time you made a spicy dish.
So true. The stomach is a powerhouse working hard to ensure we get the nutrients we need. Remember, folks, a happy stomach means a happy life. So treat it well. Next up, let's dive into the small intestine, our body's very own nutrient sponge. Picture it as a long, twisty water slide where all the magic happens. It's where your body really gets to work, soaking up all those nutrients from the food you just devoured.
Right on, Liam. This is where the real absorption takes place. The small intestine is about 20 feet long, longer than a double-decker bus. It's amazing how it manages to fit all that in our bodies.
And don't forget about the villi, those tiny finger-like projections lining the walls of the small intestine are like enthusiastic cheerleaders waving their pom-poms and saying, pick me, pick me. They help absorb nutrients like vitamins and minerals.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Each villus is covered in even tinier microvilli, which means more surface area for absorption. It's like having a whole team of cheerleaders on the sidelines.
Exactly. And here's a fun fact. The small intestine can absorb around 90% of the nutrients we consume. It's like a sponge that's really good at its job. So good, in fact, that it could probably win a gold medal in nutrient absorption.
No kidding. And if you think about it, the small intestine works hard to break down carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. It's like the ultimate multitasker, juggling everything while we're just sitting back, enjoying our meals.
So true. And remember, folks, a healthy diet helps keep this nutrient sponge in tip-top shape. Feed it well, and it'll reward you with energy and vitality. All right, folks, let's shine a light on the liver and pancreas, the unsung heroes of digestion. Think of the liver as the body's very own Swiss Army knife. It's got a tool for everything from detoxifying to producing bile.
Spot on, Liam. The liver processes nutrients, stores vitamins, and even helps regulate blood sugar levels. It's like a multitasking wizard, making sure everything runs smoothly behind the scenes.
And speaking of wizards, the pancreas is like the magical referee in this digestive game. It releases enzymes that help break down proteins, fats, and carbs. Without it, we'd be in serious trouble, like trying to play football without a ball.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. The pancreas also produces insulin, which helps regulate our blood sugar. So it's not just a sidekick, it's a key player in keeping our energy levels steady.
Exactly. And here's a fun fact. The liver can regenerate itself. It's like that friend who always bounces back after a rough night out. You can lose a chunk of it and it'll just grow back.
No kidding. And if you think about it, the liver and pancreas work together like a dynamic duo. They're the Batman and Robin of digestion, making sure nutrients are processed and absorbed efficiently.
So true. So folks, next time you enjoy a meal, give a little nod to your liver and pancreas. They're working hard to keep you feeling your best. So let's tackle some common misconceptions about digestion. First up, there's this myth that we only use 10% of our brains. I mean, if that were true, I'd be a genius.
Fair point, Liam. The truth is, we use virtually every part of our brain, even when we're sleeping. It's like saying we only use 10% of our stomach. Our whole body is working hard all the time.
And speaking of hard work, another popular myth is that eating late at night makes you gain weight. It's not about when you eat, but what you eat. If you're munching on carrot sticks at midnight, you're probably fine.
Not textbook scene, but technically not wrong. And let's not forget the idea that all carbs are bad. Carbs are like the fuel for our bodies. It's the type of carbs that matter. Whole grains are your friends.
Exactly. Another misconception is that you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. While staying hydrated is crucial, the right amount varies for each person. It's more about listening to your body than sticking to a strict rule.
No kidding. And here's a fun one. Some people think that if you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for 7 years. That's a tall tale. It actually passes through your digestive system just like anything else.
So true. The key takeaway here is that digestion is complex, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. Always do your research and trust the science. All right, let's dive into some audience curiosities. We've got a few questions from our listeners that are just begging for answers. First up, someone wants to know, can you really digest food while you're sleeping?
Great question. The short answer is yes. Your digestive system doesn't take a break just because you're catching some Z's. It's like a night shift worker, quietly processing everything you ate before bed.
Right on. And if you think about it, that's why heavy meals before sleep can lead to some wild dreams or even nightmares. It's like your stomach is throwing a party while you're trying to snooze.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. All right, next question. What happens to food that you swallow but can't digest?
That's where the magic of the digestive system comes in. If your body can't break it down, it usually just moves through your system and exits as waste. It's like the bouncer at a club saying, sorry, you're not on the list.
No kidding. And that's why it's important to chew your food well. More surface area means easier digestion. It's like giving your stomach a head start in the race.
Exactly. And here's a fun one. Is it true that spicy food can speed up digestion?
Spot on. Spicy foods can indeed rev up your metabolism. It's like adding fuel to a fire. But be careful. Too much spice can also lead to some fiery consequences.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Remember, digestion is a fascinating process, and we're just scratching the surface.
So, as we wrap up today's adventure through the GI tract, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned. From the mouth to the small intestine, our bodies are like a well-oiled machine, just with a few more hiccups.
Right on, Liam. We've covered everything from how our teeth break down food to the critical roles of the liver and pancreas. It's fascinating how these organs work together to keep us healthy.
And don't forget the fun myths we debunked. Who knew that swallowing gum wasn't a 7-year commitment? It's more like a quick pit stop on the digestive highway.
Not textbook day, but technically not wrong. Remember, folks, digestion is complex, and it's important to keep learning about our bodies. The more we know, the better we can take care of ourselves.
Exactly. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. If you have more questions or curiosities, don't hesitate to reach out. We love hearing from you.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Thanks for tuning in to Laugh and Learn, Anatomy Edition. Don't forget to join us next time for more laughs and learning.